Now, I'm sure many people are familiar with the stage of life that you went through from about the age 15 to probably 19. A lot of decisions to make, a lot of probably teenage pressure, and a lot of decision making of where you're going to go to next and what exactly you're going to do. But I have somebody in the studio today who is helping people all over North and West Yorkshire with making those decisions and making sure that they are the right ones. Welcome Jenny Birch from the Student Advisor. Hello.
Hello.
You tackle those problems that I've just said every single day. What is the Student Advisor? What do you do?
I see it as a moving on service, really, a moving on form of tuition. So it's not subject specific. What it focuses on is the things that I know teachers would love to do but don't have the time to do. So working on a one-to-one basis to identify future goals, to fulfil your ambitions. It's designed to guide you, to sort of scaffold you through that very crucial period.
As you said at the beginning, there is something that can happen in schools. But I guess having somebody like you, Jenny, and like this service that the Student Advisor offers, somebody that's external and is dedicating themselves to that, that must make a big difference rather than one person in a school that's got 300 kids coming for them.
That's right. I know that teachers find seeing a student fulfil its goals very rewarding, and teachers get very frustrated that they can't do this on a one-to-one basis.
So what are some of the most common issues that people come to you with then, Jenny, at the Student Advisor?
It depends on the time of year, very much. Some students come not knowing anything about what they're going to do next and panicking about that. That's a very common one. They're not sure which choices to make for their A-levels, for example, or a university course. So there are a lot of students who just maybe need someone to bounce ideas off. That's a common problem. Very much getting a good personal statement. From September onwards, really, I'm dealing with personal statements. Some people want to go straight into work, so we need interview techniques. Some people come because they want to go to Oxbridge, because that's a different application system to another university. The first week of December is usually their interviews. A lot of students at this time of year, it's the revision that frightens them, because it just seems like a huge wall ahead of you that is impossible to climb. And what I do is to design sort of revision techniques that suit you as the student. You know, I never use the same resources for two different students, because it has got to be personal.
Well, it has to be, doesn't it? Because your future is exactly, personal. You're only doing your own future. Mm. So if you've not got the time and the support to sit down with somebody to say, I don't know what I want to do, or I know what I want to do, I don't know how to get there. Mm. You're such a valuable resource that people can make the most of.
Mm. I also get students who, for example, want some study skills that they can take to university. So in the summer...
That's a good idea.
Yeah. When I went to university, and I know this is still true, the jump in terms of what you're expected to learn, how you're expected to learn it, and how much you are expected to discipline yourself.
Flying solo, aren't you?
Yeah.
Compared to being in a school where you have a teacher, you know, do this, do that, do this, do that, and then suddenly you're just left to your own devices.
That's right.
It's probably quite important to talk about as well that although we've just touched on university, there are so many options out there, aren't there? You know, doing apprenticeships, doing vocational courses, doing colleges, doing going straight into work.
Volunteering, lots of different options. And sometimes students are not aware of those options and haven't considered them. And particularly, I would encourage all students, all abilities, to think very seriously about the work option or going straight into an apprenticeship. It should not be seen as a lesser step than going to a university. It's much more important to have, you know, it might suit you much better to have a really strong apprenticeship, and there are some very good ones in this area. Mm. Very good.
Yeah, I know, because some jobs you can get to the same level, same point,
absolutely,
same pay grade, if not higher, having gone through the sort of work process rather than the university.
And furthermore, it costs a fortune.
It does. So, yes, it does.
So, you know, And you don't want university to become 3 years because you don't know what to do. So you just think, I'll extend it for another 3 years until, you know, and something will turn up.
So then, I think from that, first of all, we've assessed that it's a minefield, really, isn't it? The amount of different options, the amount of different paths you can take, and that no one person is the same. There is no one-size-fits-all equation that's going to work. Yeah. Bob your details in here and boom, here's your answer. So coming to you, Jenny, at the Student Advisor, is a really, really good step in trying to make those decisions that's not in the school environment, because yes, there will be careers advice and there will be somebody helping you write your personal statement in school, but they have a lot of other people to help and they just don't have the time. No. So what would your advice be then, either to parents or young people aged probably between what, about 15 and 19? Is that how, what sort of age range?
Mostly, I always have an initial session that potential clients do not pay for, to make sure we can have a really productive working relationship, because, you know, you're paying for a service that's got to work for you. We would work out what we want to achieve and look at timescales for it and so on. So there is absolutely no obligation, and that can equally be done on the phone.
And as you said, you know, it's there's nothing really that you don't cover.
No.
It's whether it's going into employment, to university, into an apprenticeship, into college. You know, you cover the whole lot. Where can they find more information then, Jenny? And how can they get in touch with the Student Advisor?
I have a website, which is thestudentadvisor.co.uk. That has a full description of range of services and further contact details. And the email, Jenny@thestudentadvisor.co.uk.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.